Kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi imingcele le ivulwe ngoba abantu bavele bayatravela international travel ayizange istophe abantu bayatravela bese Europe bese Africa nakuphi nendawo kungela nkinga. So as long as betshengisa i-certificate sokuthi batestiwe for i-COVID and ba-negative. So I think kuqakathekile ukuthi bavule imingcele le ukwenzela ukuthi i-travel iqhubeke kuqala ukukhuphula i-economy. Ama-tourist afunakala and labantu abaningi abe-America bathanda ukuvakasha bese i-Canada lokuya e-Mexico. So I think kuzo-improve umkhonomi. I think into ezojabulelwa ngabantu abaningi futhi.
Sebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokuvikela lomkhuhlane eMelika bafika ku-56%. Ukuvulwa kwemingcele le akusoze kumemethekise lomkhuhlane ngamandla yini njengoba bebanenkangaka abantu abangakahlatshwa.
Mina ukuvula imingcele ngibona vele kulungile kakhulu ngoba angiboni ukuthi vele bekuseva i-purpose enjani ekustopheni abantu abafuna ukungena ukuthi bangene ngoba njengoba ngishilo abantu ba-fly in day in day out besuka kwamanye amazwe. So yeah, i-56% siyazi ukuthi itshengisa ukuthi kule 44% abantu abalokhe bengafuni beresist ukuthi ba-vaccinate. Ngiyazi ukuthi inumber ekhangelwe ngumuntu wonke ukuthi sifike ku-80% lapho sizoba khona le head immunity okuyiyona ama-scientist asitshela ukuthi kulapho esizabe sesilinqobile khona igciwane leli le coronavirus. Kodwa ngokubona kwami i-travel between i-Mexico le-USA le-Canada angiboni ukuthi kungaba yi-super spreader or anything engakhoza ukuthi igciwane liye phezulu noma liye phansi. I think abantu be-America kumele bazimisele ukuthini balwisane ngale gciwane leli ngokuthi bayo-vaccinator. So i-education iyafunakala kakhulu especially kule 44% eresistayo ukuthi i-vaccinate ukuthi bakhululeke labo bahambe bayo-vaccinator besazi ukuthi silwisana legciwane elibulala abantu abaningi kakhulu.